Welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee. On this episode, Jonathan Wells, co-author of The Design of Life, discusses the just-released Design of Life online companion. Listen in to learn more about this resource, then visit discoveryu.org. That's discovery, the letter U.org.
Well, this is Ray Boland, your host today for ID the Future, the podcast for intelligent design. And today we're going to be talking with Jonathan Wells. And Discovery recently made a foray into online learning with Discovering Intelligent Design. And now they're about ready to release an online companion to The Design of Life. That is the book authored by William Dembski, Jonathan Wells, several years ago, that explored criticisms of Darwinian evolution and evidence for intelligent design. One of the comments from Michael Behe was, when future intellectual historians list the books that toppled Darwin's theory, The Design of Life will be at the top. So now we're about ready to introduce this online companion, Jonathan. So what exactly is the online companion going to be like?
Well, it's a learning aid. It will have summaries of the 9 chapters in the book with sample learning goals and also quizzes. The book itself has discussion questions at the end of each chapter, but the online companion, of course, will be freely accessible and add to that, and it will supplement that.
Okay, so it's meant to be a supplement. This is not meant in any way to actually replace having the book. You'll need to have the book in order to be able to use properly the online companion. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. It's a supplement.
Okay. Now, when you mentioned these quizzes, who grades those?
They're self-grading. I haven't gone through all of them, but I've glanced at them. They're still in preparation. So you take the quiz and find out what the answer should have been or is.
Okay, well, The Design of Life covered a pretty wide array of topics. I understand there were 9 chapters originally in the text. Is that correct?
Yes, 9 chapters. Actually, 8 chapters and an epilogue.
Okay, so what are some of the primary things that Design of Life delves into?
Well, the first chapter is on human origins, always a hot topic in biology.
Always.
Then there's genetics and macroevolution. The third one is the fossil record. The fourth is the origin of species. And the fifth is similar features. So the first 5 chapters actually cover evolutionary theory in quite some depth and the evidence for and against various aspects of the theory. Then chapter 6 is on irreducible complexity. 7 is specified complexity. And 8 is the origin of life. And those 3 chapters go more in depth into intelligent design.
Okay. As I understand, the book originally is meant to be a college-level resource. Is that correct?
Yes, it's actually written as a textbook for college students. I could imagine it also being used by AP biology students who are seniors in high school, but it's mainly for college students.
And as I recall, the Discovering Intelligent Design was meant to be sort of like a homeschool, but more like at a high school level. And so that online companion would have been great for those who've just taken high school biology or in the middle of that. But this, The Design of Life, plus its companion, would be more suitable for those who are taking a step above that, correct?
Yes, it goes quite beyond that.
Okay. Well, going to the online companion, obviously we're looking to gain a greater sense of ownership to a degree, I guess, of the students who are involving themselves with this work. How do you see the companion really being used then by a student or whether late high school or college student?
Well, as I said, the companion includes teaching goals. So it sort of summarizes each chapter in terms of what the student could get out of the chapter, what the student should think about concluding or learning from the chapter. So it's actually a study guide in that sense.
Oh, okay.
And then there's the online quizzes at the end.
Well, let's take at least one of these chapter summaries involved, and let's mention the topic of natural selection, at least covered in the evolutionary part of the book. What would be considered then some of the goals that the online companion gives you for that particular topic?
So these are learning goals then. The student should be able to summarize the key tenets of Darwin's theory. That includes the idea that populations reproduce, more offspring are born than environmental resources can support. Offspring have variability in their traits. Offspring with traits that provide a competitive advantage in survival and reproduction will tend to lead more offspring. And so those are the underlying ideas behind natural selection.
So I'm getting to see that from what you just read there, that as you mentioned earlier, in providing sort of a study guide, so these chapter summaries that are now going to be online, and as providing some of the goals as being done in the sense of a study guide, pointing out what the specific necessary points are from each chapter, and then providing a student a way to go back and say, okay, now I see where these are in the textbook, and this is what I'm supposed to pull out of that in a sense, correct?
Yes. So, for example, to continue with natural selection, Darwinian natural selection, the student would learn, is an unguided and undirected natural process that causes organisms that are better suited to their environment to survive and reproduce. Mm-hmm. According to Darwin, that could explain why species change over time and why we get new species and new organs and new body plans.
Now, in these early chapters in the book where you're talking specifically about evolution, are you simply providing the evidence for evolution, or are you critiquing some of these evidences along the way?
Both.
Okay.
A student who reads this book and uses the study guide will come away with a very thorough understanding of the pros and cons of evolutionary theory, much more so than a student would get in a normal college course.
Now, on the intelligent design portion, you offer some of the critiques some have given on intelligent design and working your way through those topics?
Yes. So in addition to the intelligent design interpretation of certain features in living things, for example, the student is also asked to give a Darwinian explanation for those features. So the pros and cons are both covered.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be offering a advanced high school student or a college student a pretty well-rounded approach to both evolution and intelligent design, and now the online companion is going to be able to enhance that even further. Sounds like a great tool.
Yes, it will definitely make it easier for the student to navigate his or her way through the book.
Jonathan, well, I thank you for your time today. And again, this has been ID the Future, the podcast for intelligent design. I'm your host, Ray Boland.
The Design of Life website is now live. Check it out at discoveryu.org. That's discovery, the letter U, .org, discoveryu.org. Then click on the option for The Design of Life. You'll find resources such as videos and self-grading quizzes. Go take a look and share the site on social media, discoveryu.org. This is Sarah Chaffee for ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.